All right. I think it's important to first mention a couple of housekeeping points. So, like you might have noticed, this session is recorded, but the video of this session will not be uploaded. We will only upload certain parts in audio format, and especially the interventions from the speakers will appear on the website. And then secondly, as Krista said, we will do a Q&A after the speakers have intervened. You can either type your questions in the comments bar. You can also do that while the speakers are presenting, but the questions will only be dealt with once the last speaker has finished the presentation. During the Q&A session, you can also ask to get the floor and just to simply pose the question in person. That being said, I think many of you already know quite a bit about collective dismissal law. So I will be very brief in presenting the basics, but essentially, maybe not in all countries, but in many countries, there are two pillars to the protection of employees on the basis of collective dismissal law. One pillar is consultation. Now, in certain countries, there's really not much of a consultation going on, and it's much more rather giving some information, and that is enough. In other countries, they do actually demand far-reaching and very thorough consultations and negotiations. So that really depends on a country-by-country basis. How far does the country want employers to go in consulting and negotiating with worker representatives? Then the second pillar of protection is the notification of public authorities. Usually notifying public authorities, in some countries, it doesn't lead to very concrete measures, and it might just serve the public authorities to the extent that they can then, make the public employment services aware of this fact, for example. But in other countries, this notification is very important, and in some instances, there's even authorization. Because of these kind of differences between countries in how they institute these pillars of protection and how they approach these issues, there are still significant differences between various legal systems. This graph is only the OECD countries, but nonetheless, it shows you the strictness of labor law protections related to collective dismissals. And you can see that based on the numbers of 2019 and the methodology applied that year, France was identified as the country having the most strict collective dismissal protections. And then if you go on the left, you will see that Switzerland, for example, ranks pretty low. Spain is more or less the OECD average. And then Estonia, I highlighted as well, being the EU member state with, according to this methodology, the lowest level of protections in this area. So I think this graph immediately shows that there are still significant discussions to be had about how these different countries deal with this issue. And I'm very happy that we have three prominent speakers with a lot of experience in this area to highlight why certain of these differences exist and so forth.